I, for one, certainly don't feel that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been good for the country. And having Fianna Fáil majority governments and stuff like that there, as what Peter says is desirable, is actually what led to the mica crisis that we've had and we've lived through in this county for many years. And it's what's led to the defective building materials crisis right across the country, which is going to come to light in the next couple of years. And that has been by having majority governments, and that's been governments that have been led by developers and by the building industry rather than being led by the interests of the people. And that's the difference that it makes, Greg. And whether it's an independent or whether it's a political party, if they're doing it for the wrong reasons, you will have bad government.
All right, so just on that, you were up in up at the meeting in Burt, and you fully endorsed the people's document on the issue of defective concrete. I mean, this is hypothetical, but you never know what. But if Simon Harris came to you and said, look, I need your support, Thomas, as Taoiseach over the next year, you know, and I will strive, I'll do my very best to meet the concerns contained within the people's document. Would you support the government in that context?
Well, that's something that I'd have to think very seriously about and think and wonder whether the government would be serious about that.
But if they were, would you say, right?
I would seriously consider it. Yeah, and I would have to ask him, well, why hasn't it been done up to now? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you would have to see, and you'd have to see that the commitment would be there, and that could be something that would play out and see how that develops. And that actually would benefit the people of Donegal, but it would actually benefit the whole country nationally as well, because there's a huge amount of defective products, building products going to come to light and coming to light right across the country. So that, and the great thing about the people's document is that it says that they have to learn from the crisis and they have to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And that's very important. And so if Simon Harris came to me and said, yeah, look, in the next year, we're going to sort this out, well, then that's something that I would have to think very seriously about.